This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, why do we do this? Why are we studying the Arabic language? Why are we taking out time to make an effort to learn the Arabic language? Why? Limada? Why? Because it is the language of the noble Quran. It is the language of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the language of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it is the language of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, and we are in lesson number 7, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Inshallah, in this majlis, in this sitting, we will complete lesson number 7 and lesson number 8, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In our last majlis, we read through the passage related to lesson number 7. We saw the dialogue between Hisham and Ummu Ahmada. Walhamdulillah, she asked for a certain number of items for him to purchase from the marketplace. She wanted a miqlatun, a frying pan. She wanted a mikwatun, which is an iron. She wanted a miqassun, which is a scissor. She also wanted a mighrafatun, which is like a ladle, a scooping spoon. And so these were some items that she wanted. And we said that in this lesson, we were learning about ism ala. Ism ala is the noun of the instrument. And it is upon three scales. Number one, mif'alun, like example, minsharun is a saw. You use this instrument, it is the actual saw. There's also another scale, mif'alun, example, mis'adun, a lift. The instrument that takes you up and down, this is the mis'adun. Then there's also the scale of mif'alatun, example, miknasatun, the broom that you use to sweep, miknasatun, excellent, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we move on to the exercises associated with lesson number 7, Ad-Darsu Sabi'u, At-Tamareen. تمارين رقم واحد, exercise number 1. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. أجب, provide the جواب, the أجوبة, the answers to the أسئلة, to the questions. الآتية, following. Number 1. ماذا طلبت أم أحمد من السوق? What did the mother of Ahmed request from the marketplace? Again. ماذا طلبت أم أحمد من السوق? جواب, طلبت مغرفة ومقلاة ومكواة ومقصا. She requested a ladle, she requested a frying pan, an iron and a scissor. I repeat, أعد, طلبت, she requested, she wanted, مغرفة وَمِقْلَاتًا وَمِكْوَاتًا وَمِقَصًا. Why are all of them mansoob? Because they are the objects. That's what she requested. They are the objects of the request. Excellent. Number 2. وَمَاذَا طَلَبَ أَحْمَدُ? What did Ahmed request? طَلَبَ مِسْطَرَةً. He requested a ruler. وَمِمْحَاتًا, an eraser. وَمِبْرَاتًا, and a sharpener. Again, وَمَاذَا طَلَبَ أَحْمَدُ? طَلَبَ مِسْطَرَةً وَمِمْحَاتًا وَمِبْرَاتًا مَشَاءَ اللَّهُ أَيُّ آيَةٍ يُرِيدُ هِشَامٌ Which verse does Hisham want? أَنْ يَتْلُوَ To recite, to read, تِلَاوَ عَلَى الْبَقَّالِ الْجَدِيدِ Upon the new grocer. Which verse does he want to recite to the new grocer? وَلِمَاذَا And why? Why does he want to recite this verse? جواب يريد هشام أن يتلو على البقال الجديد. يريد هشام أن يتلو على البقال الجديد قوله تعالى قوله تعالى قوله تعالى ولا تنقص المكيال والميزان ما شاء الله. I repeat. يريد هشام هشام once أن يتلو to recite على البقال الجديد. Upon the new grocer, قَوْلَهُ It's قَوْلَهُ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى And so in our passage, there was also an error in the passage. The passage we had Hisham saying, سَأَنْصَحُهُ وَأَتْلُو عَلَيْهِ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى سَأَنْصَحُهُ وَأَتْلُو عَلَيْهِ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى Because he wants to read قَوْلَهُ Whose قَوْل? قَوْل of Allah. That's the مَفْعُول بِهِ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى جميل. Back to our answer. يُرِيدُ هِشَامٌ أَنْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَى الْبَقَالِ الْجَدِيدِ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ Do not decrease, don't do any deficiency in the mikyal, in the measure of volume and in the measure of weight. لِأَنَّ هَذَا الْبَقَالُ مُطَفِّفٌ Why? لِأَنَّ هَذَا الْبَقَالُ Because this grocer is مُطَفِّفٌ مُطَفِّفٌ is the person who messes around with the measurements. He is not just, he is not equal with regards to these measurements. Allahu musta'an. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله exercise number two كلمة مفتاح مأخوذة من مصدر فتح يفتح the word مفتاح the key it is extracted from فتح يفتح للدلالة على آلة الفتح it indicates the instrument of opening وتسمى and it's called اسم آلة Isma alatin. It's called the noun of the instrument. The instrument noun. Ismul alati. Ismun masughun min al fi'li thulati. The ism ala. It is made from the three letter verb. Liddalalati ala ma waqa'a al fi'lu biwasitatihi. Excellent. It indicates that ma waqa'a al fi'lu. It indicates what the verb has occurred via. Basically, that this verb, this action has taken place via this instrument. Has taken place via this instrument. So the miftahun, the verb of fataha, the verb of opening has taken place via this instrument, which is the miftahun. Excellent. اسم الآلة ثلاثة أوزان There are three scales of the اسم آلة مفعال like منشار ومفعال like مسعد lift ومفعالة like مكوات أو مكنسة Examples مفتاح مبرد and مكنسة مبردن and مكنسة excellent والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله جميل let's see ضع من الأفعال الآتية أسماء الآلة على وزن مفعال so they give you some words the verbs and they want you to pull out the اسم آلة إن شاء الله they want you to pull out the اسم آلة let's see فتح يفتح will be مفتاح فتح يفتح مفتاح فتح يفتح مفتاح نشر ينشر منشار نشر ينشر منشار نشر ينشر منشار منشار is a saw منشار is a saw حرث يحرث harasa yahruthu, to plow. The instrument you use for plowing is a mihrathun. 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 Harasa yahruthu mihrathun. Excellent. Zalaja yazliju. This means to catch or to bolt. Zalaja yazliju. Zalaja yazliju. Mizlajun. 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 To like bolt something. Mizlajun. Qasa yaqisu miqyasun. To measure. Qasa yaqisu miqyasun. Miqyasun. The instrument of measuring. Miqyasun. Kala yakilu mikyalun. Kala yakilu mikyalun. Kala yakilu mikyalun. To measure via volume. The instrument there is called mikyalun. Wazana yazinu mizanun. Wazana yazinu mizanun. Wazana means he weighed. Yazinu, he is weighing. And mizanun is the instrument you use to weigh. Walhamdulillah. Number 4, ضَعْ مِنَ الْأَفْعَالَ الْآتِيَ أَسْمَاءُ الْآلَةِ عَلَى وَزْنِ مِفْعَلٌ. So the same thing, but on the scale of مِفْعَلٌ, مِفْعَلٌ, مِفْعَلٌ. بَرَدَ يَبْرُدُ, بَرَدَ يَبْرُدُ, مِبْرَدٌ, مِبْرَدٌ is a knife sharpener, مِبْرَدٌ is a knife sharpener, مِبْرَدٌ, knife sharpener. حَلَبَ يَحْلُبُ, حَلَبَ يَحْلُبُ, مِحْلَبٌ, the instrument you use to milk the cow. مِحْلَبٌ, 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 حَلَبَ يَحْلُبُ, مِحْلَبٌ. صُعِدَ يَصْعَدُ, مِصْعَدٌ, elevator, lift, to go up and down. قَبَضَ يَقْبِضُ, قَبَضَ يَقْبِضُ, مِقْبَضٌ, مِقْبَضٌ. مِقْبَضٌ is like something that you hold on to, maybe like a handle. مِقْبَضٌ, مِقْبَضٌ. قَادَ يَقُودُ, قَادَ يَقُودُ, مِقْوَدٌ, مِقْوَدٌ. قَادَ means to like steer, to like drive. Then the instrument you use for this is the steering wheel. So مِقْوَدٌ, مِقْوَدٌ, مِقْوَدٌ is your steering wheel. قَصَّ يَقُصُّ مِقَصٌ, مِقَصٌ is a scissor, مِقَصٌ is a scissor. حَكَّ يَحُكُّ مِحَكٌ, مِحَكٌ is a scraper, a scraper. حَكَّ يَحُكُّ مِحَكٌ, مِحَكٌ, مِحَكٌ is a scraper. صُغْ مِنَ الْأَفْعَالَ الْآتِيَ أَسْمَاءَ الْآلَةِ عَلَى وَزْنِ مِفْعَلَةٌ. So on the scale of مِفْعَلَةٌ. كَانَ سَيَكْنُسُ, sweep. He swept, he is sweeping, and we use a مِكْنَسَةٌ. We use a مِكْنَسَةٌ. We use a مِكْنَسَةٌ. لَعِقَ يَلْعَقُ, لَعِقَ يَلْعَقُ. لَعِقَ means to lick. لَعِقَ يَلْعَقُ means he licked and he is licking. And the instrument we use for this here is called a mil'aqatun, spoon. Mil'aqatun, 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 mil'aqatun. La'iqa yal'aqu mil'aqatun. La'iqa yal'aqu mil'aqatun. Taraqa yatruqu, taraqa yatruqu means to like hit. Taraqa yatruqu مِطْرَقَةٌ. مِطْرَقَةٌ is a hammer that which you use to knock, to hit. طَرَقَ, to like knock, to hit. طَرَقَ يَطْرُقُ مِطْرَقَةٌ, مِطْرَقَةٌ, مِطْرَقَةٌ. سَطَرَ يَسْطُرُ, سَطَرَ يَسْطُرُ, سَطَرَ, سَطَرَ يَسْطُرُ. And then مِسْطَرَةٌ is a ruler that which we use to make these lines. سَطَرَ يَسْطُرُ مِسْطَرَةٌ, مِسْطَرَةٌ, مِسْطَرَةٌ. عَصَرَ يَعْصِرُ, عَصَرَ يَعْصِرُ, to juice. مِعْصَرَةٌ, juicer. مِعْصَرَةٌ, مِعْصَرَةٌ, مِعْصَرَةٌ. عَصَرَ, عَصِير, brother, give me some عَصِير. عَصِير is juice. From the verb عَصَرَ يَعْصِرُ مِعْصَرَةٌ. مِعْصَرَةٌ is a juicer. غَرَفَ يَغْرِفُ مِغْرَفَةٌ, to scoop. مِغْرَفَةٌ, that which you use to scoop out the soup, etc. مِغْرَفَةٌ, مِغْرَفَةٌ, a ladle or a scooper. قَلَى يَقْلِي مِقْلَاتٌ, قَلَى يَقْلِي مِقْلَاتٌ, قَلَى يَقْلِي مِقْلَاتٌ. مِقْلَاتٌ is a frying pan. مِقْلَاتٌ is a frying pan. Maha yamhu means to erase, and we use a mimhatun eraser. Mimhatun eraser. Mimhatun eraser. Kawa yakwi, mikwatun is an iron. Mikwatun is an iron. Yara, or rather bara, bara, yabri, bara, yabri means to sharpen. Mibratun, mibratun is a sharpener. Mibratun is a sharpener. Jayid, mibratun is a mibratun is a sharpener, like your pencil sharpener. Safa yasfu misfatun. Misfatun is a strainer, that which you use to like clean up, make pure. So from safa, safa means to clean, to like purify. Safa yasfu misfatun is a strainer, is a strainer. Ra'a, ra'a, and yara, ra'a, yara, ra'a, he saw, yara, he is seeing. Mir'atun, the instrument you use to look into, to see, etc. Mir'atun, a mirror. Mir'atun, mir'atun, mir'atun. Raqiya, yarqa, nirqatun. Mirqatun, mirqatun, mirqatun is like a ladder, that which you use to go up. Mirqatun, a ladder, steps, ladder. Excellent. عين الأسماء الآتية فيما يأتي واذكر وزن كل واحد منها. Pick out the ism ala from the following sentences. And what type of wazn scale is it? An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. That the believer is the mirror of the believer. Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. Memorize the hadith. Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. Rawahu Abu Dawood. Hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood al-Sijistani. And it states, the believer is the mirror of the believer. Mir'atun is our ism ala, and it's on the scale of mif'alatun. Mif'alatun. Excellent. Fi hadith, nazala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descended. Mirqatun, nazala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mirqatun minal minbari. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nazala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mirqat minal minbar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he descended a step from the minbar. Rawahu Ahmed. What is our ism ala here? It is mirqatun. Mirqatun. Mirqatun is your ism ala on the scale of mif'alatun. Mif'alatun. Mirqatun. Mif'alatun. Its asl is mirqayatun. Mirqayatun. And what does it mean? It means like the steps. The steps. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an kulli dhinabin. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade every the nab, every animal that has these canines. Nab are these canines. Min as-siba'i, from the predatory animals, wild animals. Wa'an kulli the mikhlab, and every the mikhlab, that which has a mikhlab, that which has these talons or these claws. Min al-tayri, from the birds. So birds with these claws, and animals with the canines are prohibited from us eating. Min al-tayri, from the birds. Rawahu Muslim. What is our ism ala here? Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an kulli dhinab min as-siba'i wa an kulli dhi mikhlabin. 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 Mikhlabin is on the scale of, mikhlabin is on the scale of mif'alun. مفعلون مفعلون مخلبون. And استخرج ما في الدرس من الأسماء الآتية واذكر وزن كل واحد منها والفعل الذي اشتق منه. So look at the passage now. Look at the passage and they want you to extract the ism alas in the passage. So in the passage, what do we have? Let's look at the passage again. We have, for example, مغرفتون. مغرفتون was this spoon, was this ladle that we used to scoop out the soup maybe. مغرفتون is on the scale of مفعلتون. مفعلتون. What's its verb? غرفة. 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 يغرف غرفة. جميل. There's also مقلاتون on the scale of مفعلتون. قلا is its verb. قلا. مكواتون our عين. مفعلتون also is its وزن, is its scale, and its verb is كوا يكوي. مقصون is a scissor. مفعلون. مفعلون is its scale, and قص يقص. And then we also have مسطرتون ruler. مفعلتون is its scale. مفعلتون is its scale. And سطرة, سطرة, سطرة is its سطرة is its what? سطرة is the سطرة is the verb. Then we have ممحاتون, ممحاتون which is an eraser. We have مبراتون which is a sharpener. مبراتون. We have مفتاحون which is a key. مصعدون which is the lift or the elevator. مصعدون is on the scale of مفعلون. مفتاحون on the scale of مفعلون. مبراتون on the scale of مفعلتون. ممحاتون on the scale of مفعلتون also. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Exercise number 8 بإذن الله, بإذن الله تعالى. بين نوع كل من المشتقات الآتية. Number one, مرئيٌ, مرئيٌ. So they tell us مرئيٌ. What is مرئيٌ? What is مرآة? What is مرآةٌ? Let's see. Number one, مرئيٌ. مرئيٌ is an اسم مفعول. مرئيٌ is the اسم مفعول. اسم مفعول. Then we have مرآة or مرآن. مرآة, مرآن, this is the ism مكان or the ism زمان. And then we have مرآتٌ which is the ism أعلى. Excellent, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, this is a very, very important exercise. So they're putting and bringing together whatever we've learned in the last few lessons. مرئيٌ is our ism مفعول, the thing which was seen. مرآن is the place or the time. And مرآتٌ is the ism أعلى. Excellent. مكيالٌ is an ism أعلى. And مكيلٌ is the ism مفعول. The thing which was measured in volume is called the مكيل. And the instrument used is the مكيال. Excellent. Then we got جيم there. فاتحٌ. فاتحٌ is the ism فاعل. The one who did the opening is called the فاتحٌ. The مفتاحٌ is the instrument used to open. And the مفتوحٌ is the مفعول. Is the ism مفعول. The thing which was opened. مولدٌ. مولدٌ is the ism مكان or the ism زمان. And the مولود is the ism maf'ul, the one who was born. The one who was born is the mawlud, and the time or the place is called the mawlidun. Jameel, jameel. Ha jam' al-asma' al-atiya, plural of the following. Talibatun, talibatun. Tirazun, model or design. The plural for that is turuzun, turuzun, turuzun. And mutaffifun, mutaffifuna. مطففون مطففون والحمد لله. Then they give us a picture of those claws there, mashallah. المخلب, 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 المخلب. And then we got a محجن. What's a محجن? محجن is a Mihjan is a walking stick. In fact, we missed that hadith in exercise number 6, number 3. طاف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم made طواف during حجة الوداع. على بعير, upon a بعير. بعير is a male or female camel. يستلم الركن, and he made استلام of the ركن. Bil mihjani, with the walking stick. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't get down and touch it physically. Rather, he used the walking stick, the mihjan. Mihjan is a stick which is curved at the top. And so he touched the rukn with the mihjan. Walhamdulillah, reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. MashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. So with that, we've covered exercise number 7. We learnt in exercise number 7, the Ism Ala, and there's 3 scales for the Ism Ala, walhamdulillah. Before that, in lesson number 6, we learnt about the Ism Makan and Ism Zaman, walhamdulillah, Jameel. So for example, Zara Yazuru, he visited, he is visiting. The place that this happens, the visiting happens, or the time, is called a mazarun. We covered that in exercise number 6. Now we move on to exercise number 8, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. What will we be covering in exercise number 8? Exercise number 8 is a simple matter, consolidation in reality, of what we've already learnt. We learned that, for example, the noun, it could be ma'rifa or it could be nakira. Ma'rifa meaning it's defined, and nakira indefinite. Example, ar-rajulu, the man, specific, the man. Whereas, rajulun is a man, any man. Rajulun is indefinite. It is what we call nakira. Whereas, specific, defined, is ar-rajulu, jameel. So in this lesson here, they're going to list for us a whole host of nouns that are definite. Example, all pronouns are definite. Ana, huwa, hiya, anta, all of these pronouns, they are all definite. All proper names are also definite. Suleiman, Ahmed, Sumayya, Makkah, America. All proper nouns are all definite. Excellent. Demonstrative pronouns. Hada, dhalika, ulaika, tilka. All of those are also definite. Then we find that relative pronouns like alladhi, allati, ma. All of these are also definite. Then any type of noun which has an alif and lam on it. Al-kitabu. Ar-rajulu, at-talibu, that's definite. Then a noun with a definite mudafun ilay. Example, a noun which has a definite mudafun ilay. So for example, kitabu hamidin, kitabu hamidin. So because Hamid is the mudafun ilay and that is definite, then the kitab also becomes definite. Kitabu Hamidin, Hamid's book. Kitabu Hamidin means Hamid's book. It's specific. Hamid's book, it's known, it's defined. Kitabu Hu, so the Hu is definite. So Kitabu Hu, the whole thing is now defined. Walhamdulillah. Also the Munada, so you have Ya Rajulu, Ya Talibu, Ya Waladu. And so because the Ya came before and it's somebody definite, somebody specific that we are calling out, then that also defines it. Walhamdulillah. We also learn in this lesson about Ta'ala. Ta'al, Ta'al, Ta'al means come. It's used in the Amr where you're ordering somebody. Ta'al huna, Ta'al, Ta'al, Ta'al huna. Come here. Walhamdulillah. Let's read the passage inshaAllah. Exercise number 8. Ad-darsu al-thamino. Al-mushtari. Al-mushtari is the customer, the one who is buying. Aladayka aqlamun, do you have pens? Sahibul mahalli, the owner of the mahal, of the shop, of the store. Na'am, ladayna aqlamu hibrin, yes, we have ink pens. Wa aqlamun jafatun, and dry pens. MashaAllah, I don't know what a dry pen is, but nonetheless. Ladayna aqlamu hibrin, we have ink pens. Wa aqlamun jafatun, and dry pens. The mushtari says, أعطيني, give me, hand to me, give to me, أعطيني ذاك, give me that one. يشير إلى قلم, and he points to a pen. أعطيني ذاك, give me that one. يشير, he indicates, إشارة, indicates, إلى قلم, to a pen, he points to a pen. صاحب المحل, هذا, this one. لا, الذي فوقه, no, the one which is on top of it. الذي, which is, فوقه, on top of it, above it. هذا, this one, نعم. وأعطني قلم رصاص, and give me a pencil. قلم رصاص, قلم رصاص, pencil. Give me a pencil. هذا قلم رصاص, this is a pencil. أعطني دفترا, give me a notebook. الدفاتر أنواع مختلفة. Notebooks are of various kinds. أي نوع تريد, which type do you want? الدفاتر أنواع مختلفة. Notebooks are of different types. أنواع, types. مختلفة, different. أي نوع, which type تريد, which type you want. أريد دفترا ذا ورق مسطر. I want a notebook, ذا, which possesses, which has, ورق مسطر, pages which are ruled, which have lines on them. على غلافه, and on its cover. غلاف is a cover. على غلافه, on its cover. خريطة, a map. خريطة, map. العالم الإسلامي, a map of the Islamic world. MashaAllah. So he wants a notebook which has lines in it, and it's also got the picture. It's got the map of the Islamic world on the cover. Walhamdulillah. صاحب المحل, أتريد شيئا آخر, do you want anything else? لا. ينادي ابنه, he calls his son. Owner of the shop calls his own son. يا ولد, ضع هذه الأشياء في كيس. Put these items in a packet. ضع هذه الأشياء في كيس. ضع هذه الأشياء في كيس. Put these items in a packet. للمشتري, and to the customer he says, أتلميذ أنت, are you a student? نعم. ما اسمك, what's your name? اسمي مالك, my name is مالك. في أي مدرسة تدرس, in which school are you studying? في مدرسة عمر, in the مدرسة of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الثانوية. He's studying in the school of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عن الثانوية, that عمر بن الخطاب secondary school. في مدرسة عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الثانوية. عمر بن الخطاب secondary school. يسلم له الولد الأشياء في كيس, that the kid, his son, hands over, يسلم, gives to him, hands over to him, الأشياء في كيس, the items in a packet. So he's put all the items in the packet. ويدفع مالك قيمتها, and Malik pays the value, he pays the قيمة, whatever he needed to pay. ويخرج, and he exits. صاحب المحل says, يا مالك, أو مالك, يا مالك, تعال, come here. هذه لوحة جميلة. This is like a لوحة. This is a poster. لوحة جميلة تحوي آيات وأحاديث. تحوي آيات وأحاديث. هي هدية لك. This is like a card, or it's like a brochure, it's like a poster, and it contains تحوي آيات وأحاديث. It has verses and أحاديث. هي هدية لك. It is a gift for you. شكرا. يقرأ, and he reads, ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. That which you have will come to an end. That which is with Allah will never ever end. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih. The Muslim is the one who other Muslims are safe. Salima, they are safe. Min lisanihi wa yadih, from his tongue and from his hands. Rawahu Shaykhan, reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The true Muslim is the one who other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. This was the passage, mashallah, tabarakallah. We saw this brother Malik, and he is buying his pen, he's buying his pencil, he's buying his notebook. He wants the notebook which has a map of the Islamic world on it, walhamdulillah. He also gets a hadiyah, this like brochure, this card which has a hadith on it, has verses of the noble Quran. That which is with Allah never comes to an end, and the true Muslim is the one who other Muslims are safe from his hands and his tongue, mashallah tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, let's go through the exercises bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. ما الأشياء التي اشتراها مالك؟ What did Malik purchase? الأشياء التي اشتراها. الأشياء التي اشتراها. The items which اشتراها مالك, which Malik purchased. الأشياء التي اشتراها مالك هي قلم ودفتر. The items which Malik purchased, they are قَلَمٌ وَدَفَاتِرٌ, a pen and a notebook. وَقَلَمُ رَصَاصٍ, and you can also add there a pencil, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. أَيْنَ يَدْرُسُ مَالِكٌ؟ يَدْرُسُ فِي مَدْرَسَةِ عُمَرَ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. Or you can give the full name. يَدْرُسُ مَالِكٌ فِي مَدْرَسَةِ عُمَرَ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. Number three. مَاذَا حَوَتْ اللَّوْحَةُ. What does the lawha contain? حَوَى يَحْمِي means to contain, to have. مَاذَا حَوَتْ اللَّوْحَةُ. What did that lawha, that card, that poster have on it? مَاذَا حَوَتْ اللَّوْحَةُ. حَوَتْ اللَّوْحَةُ آيَاتٍ وَأَحَادِيثٍ. حَوَتْ اللَّوْحَةُ آيَاتٍ وَأَحَادِيثٍ. Excellent. والحمد لله. Number two, al-ism imma ma'rifatun wa imma nakiratun. So here they explain to us now, فَالْمَعْرِفَةُ, the ma'rifa, مَا دَلَّ عَلَى مُعَيِّنٍ كَمُحَمَّدٍ. It indicates something specific, like Muhammad, anta, you, hadha, this, كِتَابُ الْمُدَرِّسِ, teacher's book, وَالْجَامِعَةُ, the university. وَالنَّكِرَ, whereas indefinite, the nakira, مَا دَلَّ عَلَى غَيْرْ مُعَيِّنٍ. It indicates something unspecified. غَيْرِ مُعَيَّنٍ كَرَجُلٍ. A man, كِتَابٌ, a book, جَامِعَةٌ, a university. Then they tell us, as for the أقسام of ma'rifa, the different types of ma'rifa, الْمَعَارِفُ سَبْعَةُ أَقْسَامٍ. Seven categories. Number one, الضمير. So your nouns, your pronouns, your dhamir, your pronouns. Jayid. Ana, anta, huwa, I, you, he, ta, min, katabat. The ta from the katabat. That ta they indicate she wrote. The waw from yaktubuna. The waw from the yaktubuna. The waw they indicates the plural, indicates they wrote. Yaktubuna, they are writing. Yaktubuna indicates a group that's writing. So those are all your pronouns. Al-alam, your proper nouns like Ahmed, Al-Hind, Makkah, all proper nouns. Ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns. Hada, this, dhalika, that, hadihi, this, tilka, that, haula, these. Number four, ism mausul, your relative pronouns like alladhi, which, walladhina, wallati, wallati, ma, wa man, al mausulatain, man also. Number five, al-muhalla bi-alif and lam, that which has alif and lam latched onto it, al-kitabu, الرجل مضاف إلى معرفة, that which is مضاف to a معرفة. So the مضاف إليه, it is معرفة. كتابه, the who is معرفة, so the whole thing becomes معرفة. كتاب حامد, كتاب هذا, كتاب الذي خرج, وكتاب الذي خرج من الفصل قبل قليل. وكتاب المدرس, all of these are معرفة, because the مضاف إليه, it is معرفة, so the whole thing becomes معرفة. أما المضاف إلى نكرة فنكرة. As for something which is مضاف إليه to a, the مضاف إليه is a نكرة, then the whole thing will remain as نكرة. Example, كتاب طالب, a book of a student. كتاب طالب. بيت مدرس, بيت مدرس, a house of a teacher. But if it was بيت المدرس, the teacher's house. If it was كتاب الطالب, كتاب الطالب, the student's book, then it would be معرفة and defined. نكرة المقصودة, المقصودة بالنداء, مثل يا ولد, يا شيخ, إذا ناديت ولدا وشيخا معينين, معينين. If you screamed out for a specific sheikh or a specific kid, يا ولدو, يا شيخو. أما النكرة غير المقصودة بالنداء فنكرة. But if you screamed out for nobody in particular. So example, a blind person said, يا رجلا خذ بيدي, oh man, any man there, take, hold me by my hand, then that they will remain نكرة, because no specific person was called out, was screamed out. والمعرفة لا تتغير حالها بالنداء. Example, يا خالد, يا هادا. الآن, حل هذه التمارين. Answer the following exercises, inshallah. بسم الله. هات ثلاث أمثلة, ثلاثة أمثلة للنكرة. Provide three examples of نكرة, inshallah. Three examples of نكرة. Example, كتاب, قلم, جوال, سيارة, دفتر, مدرس. Those are all نكرة. Then three examples of each type of the معرفة. Oh, that's a long one now. Three types of each type of the معرفة. So let's see. As for ضمير, as for pronouns, أنا, أنت, هو, هي, علم, بلال, أحمد, الهند, رمضان, شعبان, سليمان, الهند, أمريكا. جميل, all of those are proper nouns. Then we have اسم, إشارة, demonstrative pronouns, هذا, ذلك, هذه, أولئك. اسم موصول, الذي, الذين, التي, that which has an alif and lam attached to it. الكتاب, المسجد, القلم, الجوال, the phone. جميل. مضاف إلى معرفة, that which is مضاف إلى معرفة, كتاب بلال, كتاب المدرس. Excellent. That which we are calling out for, يا بلال, يا شيخ, يا رجل, يا ولد. Excellent. والحمد لله. Number four. استخرج من الدرس ما فيه من المعارف واذكر نوع كل واحدة منها. Look at the lesson and pull out the ma'rifas found in the lesson. Okay, there's too many, subhanallah. Let's see. We have al-mushtari, has an alif and lam. We have sahibul mahalli, sahibul mahalli. So the mudaf ila ma'rifa, mahalli is ma'rifa. And it is the mudafun ilay. So the whole thing, sahibul mahalli, becomes ma'rifa. Dhaka, that one, ism ishara. Hada, ism ishara. Ya waladu, it has a ya before it. And it's defined, it's specific. You're calling out to that kid. Anta, this is a dhamir. Anta, it is a pronoun. Then we have Malikun, is the name of a person, proper noun. We have Umar, proper noun. We have what else? So we have Hadihi, ism, ishara. We have Hiya, dhamir, pronoun. We have al-muslimu, al-muslimuna. So those have the alif and lam. We have khariṭatul 'alam al-islami. مضاف إلى معرفة مضاف إلى معرفة خريطة العالم الإسلامي. So the مضاف إليه is معرفة. We got الذي, we got لسانه, لسانه من لسانه, 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 مضاف إلى معرفة. يده is also مضاف إلى معرفة. الخطاب, عمر بن الخطاب, الخطاب, ألف لام attached to it. الدفاتر, ألف لام, غلافه has مضاف إلى معرفة. الأشياء has ألف لام. الشيخان, ألف لام. We have اسمي, مضاف إلى معرفة. اسمك, مضاف إلى معرفة. مدرسة عمر, مضاف إلى معرفة. قيمتها, 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 مضاف إلى معرفة. And we have الله, also alam, which is a proper name. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. Exercise number 5. ورد في الدرس يا ولدو يا مالكو أيهما اكتسب التعريف بالنداء. ورد في الدرس يا ولدو يا مالكو يا مالكو أي which يا ولدو and يا ولد يا ولدو لأنه نكرة واكتسب التعريف بالنداء. نعم. So what they're trying to ask here is that we got ya waladu and we got ya maliku. Which of the two, because of the ya, it became defined. It's ya waladu. Because ya waladu before the ya, it was waladun. And it was indefinite. Whereas ya maliku, even without the ya, it was still defined because it was a proper name. You got that? Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So it was Ya Waladu that has now become defined because of the Ya. Whereas as for Ya Maliku, with the presence of the Ya or no Ya, Malik is still a name which is already Ma'rifa. Walhamdulillah. Read the following hadith. وَعِيِّنْ مَا فِيهِ مِنَ النَّكِرَاتِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ وَذْكُرْنَوْ كُلْ مَعْرِفَ. عن أنس بن مالك أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متى الساعة يا رسول الله؟ قال ما أعددت لها. What have you prepared for it? He asked the question, when is the final hour? What did you prepare for it? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, قال ما أعددت لها من كثير من كثير من كثير صلوات ولا صوم ولا صدقة. I've not prepared for it a lot of salah, no siyam, no sadaqa. ولكنني ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. But I love Allah and His Rasul. قال أنت مع من أحببت. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will be with whomsoever you love. Subhanallah. Allah resurrect us in the company of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So they want us to pull out the various ma'arif, the various ma'rifas found in this lesson here. Walhamdulillah. What can we find there? We find Anas obviously is a proper name. Malik is a proper name. What's this? Then we have Rajulan. Ja'a Rajulan. Rajulan is Nakira. Then we got An-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-Nabiyyu has the alif and lam. As-Sa'atu has the alif and lam. Ya Rasulallahi. Ya Rasulallahi. Mudaf ila ma'rifa. Rasulallah. Rasulallah. Allah is ma'rifa and mudaf ila ma'rifa. The ta a'dadta. Ma a'dadta. The ta de is a dhamir, is a pronoun. The ha in laha. What have you, laha, ma a'adatta, laha, for it. The laha, laha is a dhamir there. Salatin, sawmin, sadaqatin are all nakira. Rasulahu, mudaf ila ma'rifa. Anta is a dhamir, is a pronoun. Allah is a proper noun, proper name. Then we got the ya, lakinni. Lakinni is a dhamir. Lakinni, the dhamir, the ya, they indicating myself. The ta in the ahbabta, 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 the ta there is also a dhamir, is a pronoun. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. حول كل نكرة مما يأتي إلى معرفة بالطريقة المذكورة أمامها. Change the following into معرفة. سيارة بالإضافة, change it into a معرفة by إضافة, by attachment. So example, سيارة المدرسي. سيارة المدرسي. Now it became نكرة. Then رسول بتحليتها بألف لام. So add ألف لام to it. الرسول. الرسول. أستاذ بالنداء with the يا before it. يا أستاذ. يا أستاذ. Number 13. Pull out from the lesson المضاف إلى معرفة ومثالين للمضاف إلى نكرة. Try it. Two examples of مضاف إلى معرفة. So it's مضاف to a معرفة and two examples of مضاف إلى نكرة. Let's see. If we look at the passage, خريطة العالم الإسلامي. خريطة العالم الإسلامي. This is مضاف إلى معرفة. اسمك is also مضاف إلى معرفة. Whereas أقلام حبرين is مضاف to a نكرة. قلم رصاص is a مضاف to a نكرة. Excellent. The next question there. ثلاثة أمثلة لاسم فاعل المشتق من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد. So the اسم فاعل. اسم فاعل. اسم فاعل. We got مالك. مالك. We got مالكٌ is an اسم فاعل. We got باقٍ. باقٍ from the hadith باقٍ. We also have صاحبٌ. صاحبٌ. صاحب المحل. So صاحبٌ. This is an اسم فاعل. جميل. Then an example of نسب. نسب الإسلامي. الإسلامي. نسب الإسلامي. Like هندي, like أمريكي, إسلامي. Provide the plural for the following, inshallah. جيد. أرادة يجري التمرينات الشفويان الآتيان. These are verbal exercises. يقول كل طالب لزميله. Every student says to his companion, أعطني قلمك. Give me your pen. أعطني كتابك. Give me your book. أعطني دفترك. Give me your notebook. يقول كل طالب لزميله. Every student says to his colleague, مشيرا إلى زميل آخر, while pointing to another colleague, أعطيه كتابك. Give him your book. So you're looking at one guy, you're talking to him while you're pointing to another, and you say to this guy, أعطيه كتابك. Give him your book. أعطيه دفترك. Give him your notebook. أعطيه مبراتك. Give him مبرات is a sharpener, pencil sharpener. تعلم الأفعال الآتية. نادى ينادي نادي. نادى ينادي نادي means to call. دفع يدفع. دفع could mean to pay, could also mean to like repel. دفع يدفع. نفد ينفد. تقول نفدت نسخ هذا الكتاب من المكتبة. نفد means to like finish, it's completed, no more, out of stock. نفدت نسخ, no more copies, هذا الكتاب من المكتبة, of this book from the library. That نفدت, no more. Don't have any longer. It's all finished. سلم الشيء له. When you سلم الشيء له means أعطاه إياه, means you gave it to him. سلم إليه, you gave it to him. Example, سلمت الدفتر للمدرس. I handed over the notebook to the teacher. يسلم. أما سلم عليه, as for سلم عليه. So سلم. سلم الشيء له, سلم إليه, and سلم عليه are two different things. سلم إليه means to hand over. سلم alayhi means to like greet. Example, amma sallama alayhi fa ma'nahu qala lahu assalamu alayka wa qad arafta hadha min qabl, and you knew this before. Salima yaslamu تقول انقلبت سيارته ولكنه سلم بفضل الله. As for سلم يسلم means to like be in state of safety and security. Example, انقلبت سيارته, his car overturned. ولكنه, but he سلم بفضل الله, he was safe with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have سلم إليه, to hand over something to him. Sallama alayhi, to give salams to him. And salima yaslamu means to be safe. Provide the plurals of the following. They tell us here, what do they tell us? Kisun akyasun, packets. Lohatun, lohatun. Kharitatun, map. Kharaitu, ghilafun, ghulufun. Ghulufun covers. Lisanun, the plural is al-sinatun. Lisanun, al-sinatun. And yadun, aidin, hands. What is the opposite of folk? Folk means on top. The opposite of it mean is tahta. فوق and تحت, فوق and تحت, فوق الأرض, above the earth, تحت الأرض, under the ground, under the earth, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that, the end of this majlis. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to control our desires, control our anger, control those evil whispers within ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا وصلالله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.